This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. European leaders are meeting in Rome today. The continent has been in a state of relative calm for a couple of weeks, ever since the European Central Bank bought time for troubled nations with a plan to buy up government bonds. So what are those troubled nations talking about now? Marketplace's Stephen Beer joins us live with the answers. Good morning.
Hello, Jeremy.
So what are they talking about today in Rome, Stephen?
Well, what else in the eternal city but the eternal problem of debt, deficit, and the danger of default? Three meetings, as you say, the Irish and the Spanish and the Greek prime ministers. The Greek meeting is going to be interesting. The Greek prime minister will no doubt be explaining his difficulty making the budget cuts required in return for his country's latest bailout. He revealed yesterday that he can't get all the members of his coalition government to agree the latest cuts. So, as ever, Greece on a collision course with its creditors. Greece remains the country most likely to get forced out of the eurozone.
But what about Spain? We've heard a lot more talk about Spain recently and about whether there might be a bailout coming for that country.
Yes, I mean, this meeting between the Spanish prime minister and his Italian counterpart is going to be the one to watch today. That European Central Bank plan you mentioned, that depends on the country concerned asking for help and accepting certain conditions. Now, Spain has so far refused to do that, regarding it as sort of rather humiliating. But there's a story today that there have been quiet talks in the background that could make it easier for Spain to get the help it needs. Apparently, Spain's been talking to the EU officials about further economic reform that could be construed as accepting new conditions. Now, that story lifted European stock markets this morning. If after his meeting in Rome, the Spanish prime minister denies the story, investors are going to be very disappointed.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Jeremy.